Welcome to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show. Good morning, good evening, and good night, and happy new year. Sunday, January 1st, 2017. Wow! Unbelievable that another year has gone by, and I am honored to have the opportunity to kick off this new year right here in studio for all the listeners listening across the world on podcast, iTunes, SoundCloud, and Podbean. And on your local dial, 98.5 WUPS, and streaming the 98.5 app. So get that WUPS app. Go to the App Store. It's free. Put it on your phone. You can listen all the time to 98.5 WUPS. And folks, I'm back. I'm honored. We're going to have a great show week in and week out, month in and month out for the entire year of 2017. If you didn't tune in last week, Nick Morissette was not on the show. Nikki signed off 2 weeks ago. She moved on and is doing awesome out there. She's still editing the show, and she's producing. She's just not here in studio. So, upcoming this year, hopefully she'll be back, though. She said she'll come on the show from time to time, and we're going to hold her to that. And if you want to hear any of Nikki's shows, you can go and listen on the podcast. But coming up this year, we have some big shows coming for the listeners. Starting today, January 1st, 2017, Happy New Year, we're going to introduce the audience to a good friend of mine and yours, Little John. Little John is someone who was a frequent guest of the show back when we first started the show, when my good friend Michael J. was co-hosting. And we love you, Michael J. If you're listening, get better. But Little John is... he's a legend. He's like, he's the John Wayne of present day time. It's the only way I can describe Little John. And he's a man of faith, and he helps everyone out and will give you anything you need, like the shirt off his back. But coming up this year, we have a lot of lawyers lined up, from workers' comp lawyers. We're hoping to get Pat Richards back on the show from Grace Soul Nyako in Mount Pleasant. So if anybody knows Pat Richards, tell Mr. Pat or the mayor, Don Soul, or Dan Iacco, great lawyers, that we're looking forward to having them back on the show to talk about Social Security, disability. They do all that stuff. And looking forward to having them back on. And Gazi Alex supposed to be coming back on. John Marco, Danny Bain, Steve Lato, Barton Morris Jr. I can go on and on and on. So we got some huge shows. And we're going to be giving you week-to-week cannabis updates on what's taking place with all the new laws and changes and the new marijuana board that I'm not sure if it's organized yet, but it may be, and we'll find out and get you those names and what they're doing throughout the year in developing new regulations that are going to oversee everything and what takes place in the state of Michigan. A huge year nonetheless, but happy new year. Hope everybody out there is recovering and you had a great time, you are safe, and you're at home watching bowl games. That's all I have to say. But I'm going to go ahead and introduce you to Little John. Little John, welcome to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show. You're back.
Hey, my brother from another mother. It's good to be back.
Little John, you and I go way back.
You got that right.
And
Skate War.
Skate War. Oh. I used to own a huge skateboard company called Skate War, and we used to put on these huge competitions, and you were my... You did it with us. You were right there at the front lines helping out with the kids and security and organizing everything.
Yep, it was great back then. We could do that stuff, and then it just got too much with insurances and everything else.
It got huge, folks. I used to be an old skater kid from the 70s. I had my own board with, you know, bearings and wheels that used to tear up the driveway before they got the polyurethane wheels. And I owned a big skateboard company, Skate War, for years, and we used to put on comps all over the state, and the last one we did was at the Soaring Eagle Casino, and they did a great job putting on a great show for the kids.
Yes, they did. That was an awesome time there.
People still ask me about those skate wars.
Yeah.
One of these days, we'll have to bring it back.
I've sat there, had a lot of people ask me, why don't we have the skate wars anymore, Todd?
Little John, I'm just blown. It's Happy New Year.
Yeah, Happy New Year's to you.
It's 2017.
Yeah, for sure. And you're not all red-eyed. It don't look like you got one hungover.
Not at all. Not at all. You cannot get hungover on Diet Verners. I'm just saying, unless you got too many bubbles up your nose.
There you go.
Yeah, I got an interesting story to tell the listeners and you about my experience this past week leading up to New Year. Is it New Year's or the Happy New Year? It's not New Year's. It's Happy New Year.
Yes. We got just this year.
It's not Illinois. It's Illinois.
Yes.
But people say Happy New Year's. And here's the other thing, by the way. I don't want people coming up to me in February wishing.
As it is, you know?
There has to be a cutoff period, folks, when you wish someone Happy New Year.
Maybe a week or a couple days if you didn't see him ahead of time, you know?
I'm excited about New Year. The new year, New Year's Eve, because people will stop asking my Christmas was. So between Christmas and New Year's, people still say, did you have a nice Christmas?
Yep. They say it all the time.
Little John, you are unreal. I believe there's some YouTube videos of you and I in the old studio dating back 4 years. So if you go to YouTube and just type in Todd Levitt, you can see my channel. Most of them are snowboard biking videos. But I think there may be one or two of us on there. If not, I'll put them up.
Okay. I don't know how to get to it. I'm too old to remember.
How tall are you, little John?
I'm 4 foot nothing.
You are about four something.
I'm 4'11 and a half. Half inch too short for the service back then.
Yeah, that's true. But you do a lot for a lot of people out there and in and around all the counties in Mid-Michigan. You're just such a given person. You do so much for charity and veterans.
Yep. Try to help where you can. You know, I'm a private contractor licensed by the state to haul juveniles and adult prisoners from different places, and it's a job I can do without hurting myself.
And you grew up in the 60s and 70s.
Oh, yeah. I'm from the good old days. Sex, love, drugs, and there we go.
But we don't. We're not recommending anybody do anything illegal.
Well, back then we didn't have it so rough, you know?
Right, right. But things are going the right way, and we have a lot of updates to get to today. By the way, the CBD market, they expect a 700% growth in 2017. Cannabis CBDs, folks. Since we're talking about the 60s and 70s, maybe think about that. Folks, if you don't know what a CBD is, it's one of two principal cannabinoids found in marijuana and hemp plants. And it's well documented, Little John, that it's neuroprotective, antioxidant, and anti-inflammatory. And it's non-psychoactive. So a CBD doesn't have the high THC level that you find in some of the other sativa plants. So
right.
CBDs, the research is unbelievable. It's all out there. And you know, the government's starting to take notice.
Yes, they are.
About the CBDs. So we got a lot to talk about in the new year about CBDs.
I keep telling my eye doctor, I says, I might as well start smoking some marijuana. It helps with my eyes. He says, not with me taking care of you.
Right. And we don't want anybody out there that is not a card holder or a caregiver. Okay. See how I'm cleaning everything up here?
Yep. That's a big change from when we first started.
Oh, right. When we first started. Oh, man. But hey, if you're just tuning in, Happy New Year. I'm sitting here in studio with Little John. Little John, people also know you back in the days, and you grew up in Saginaw.
Oh, yes.
What was your nickname?
Well, it was Johnny Weasel.
Johnny Weasel. And not a weasel in a negative way, just because sometimes if you hear the word weasel, you think that's a bad thing.
But I only weighed 95 pounds, you know, and when you find a guy all dirty and clumsy just being at a party drunk, they didn't want me in their clean car because they had to clean it. So he let me go, and when I seen him at Ojibwe Island, he called me, you little weasel, you.
And now you're just known as Little John.
Yes, because I quit drinking and drugging and moved up here to the Northland.
And you're sober.
And sober for 20-some years, thank God.
Yeah, congratulations on that. You know, sobriety is an amazing thing, and there's a lot of people out there, especially right now, hungover, who are struggling with sobriety.
Yeah, and you know, you always get calls all hours of the night, and last night wasn't that bad, only had a couple.
You know, you and I, we need to talk about this. About four or five years ago, there was a young lady on CMU's campus who was kidnapped. And do you recall this happening?
Yeah, I remember something.
It happened outside the Student Activity Center. And law enforcement, she's fine. I mean, she's not fine because it was traumatic. But, you know, I hope she's doing well. But law enforcement did an outstanding job in getting on the case right away. And as a result of that, you and I decided, and we ended up doing what's called a safe ride.
Yep, I can remember them too, Todd.
Little John and I, this is probably about 4 or 5 years ago, we rented a 15-passenger minivan. And at that time, social media was just starting to take off.
Yep.
And you were my co-pilot.
Yeah.
And students, starting at 7 p.m. at night on a Thursday, it was either a Thursday or a weekend, one of the big party nights at Central.
Yep.
People would contact us via social media. You would look at the social media and tell me where to go pick them up.
Yep. It was in the middle of a snowstorm. I remember that.
It was nuts, folks. Little John and I drove from 7 p.m. almost to 4 a.m. providing free safe rides to students to make sure that your sons and daughters and family members and loved ones got home safe after that horrific incident that happened outside the Student Activity Center.
Yeah.
So, and then, folks, that has not happened since.
No, it hasn't.
Very random. Central Michigan is very safe. Mount Pleasant is very safe. That was just one of those bad circumstances.
And now our cab companies, Chippewa Cab, thank God for Alberta.
One of my closest friends, Scotty Zenneberg,
U-Ride.
U-Ride does a great job. There's a lot of good people out there trying to help out the students. They do a safe ride on Central's campus also. And Little John, it's new. I'm so all over the place. It's New Year. It's 2017.
I know it.
It's January 1st.
Ain't it so awesome, though? I made it another year.
You did make it another year. We have to go to break, but we have a lot of updates to get to. And I have a story, something that really annoyed me, and I have to complain about it. I'm going to start off the new year with a complaint.
How's that? Oh, Todd.
I know. Little John, guess what?
You got to go for it.
We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show. Kicking off the new year, it's January 1st, 2017, in studio with my good friend, who was an original guest of the show back in the day when it started, Little John. Welcome to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show.
Thank you, Todd. It's good to be here again.
What a great day. We're going to start off the new year strong here in studio. But look, last year, it was a tough year. We lost a lot of icons.
Yes, we did.
We lost Bowie.
Yep. We lost George Michaels.
Prince.
I can't think of the other lady's
Carrie
name.
Carrie Fisher.
Yes, from Star Wars.
Wow. Just a shock. You know, I'm 51 and you're about 52.
Yeah, I wish.
How old are you, Little John?
I was born in 50, so you guys bring out your computers and figure it out.
1950?
Yeah.
Like Happy Days, 1950, Elvis, 1950?
Oh, yeah.
You look great, though.
Well, it's living this young, dumb life.
Nah, you're a great man, Little John, and we're happy to have you on the show for the very special New Year's edition here for the listeners. And, hey, by the way, I have a story. I have a complaint. As we were going to break, I mentioned that I have a complaint.
I heard you.
Last week, I'm in a big city.
Okay.
Okay? I'm in a big city, and I'm there's a lot of high-rise buildings.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah. I was in Southfield, right off the Lodge Freeway.
Okay.
And this particular building is about 25, 30 floors.
Oh, my. Big old tall ones.
Big building. I'm getting in, of course, at the ground floor.
Oh, yeah?
First off, I don't like elevators.
I'm not fond of them.
I don't like elevators. And on this day, as I entered the elevator, there was two women who had entered the elevator ahead of me. I walk in. I step in the elevator. And actually, the one lady entered first, and then the other lady and I walked in at the same time. And as we walked in, the first lady was standing right next to the board of buttons where you press to go to your floor. Now, I was going from floor, the ground floor, to the seventh floor.
Oh, yeah?
Okay. I don't know where these other two women were going, but as we entered the elevator, I placed myself in the far right corner against the wall to lean in case more people had to get in.
Okay, that's what we should do.
Lady number one was next to the keyboard to press the elevator buttons. She looks at the first lady and says, "What floor do you want?" And that's respectful. It's common, right?
Yeah.
If you're next to the board, you as people come in, you say, "What floor do you want?"
Yeah, I'm the elevator operator.
Do you agree with that?
Yep.
So she looks at the lady, and the lady says, "I need floor." I don't know what floor. It was like 20-something. Okay.
Oh, no.
And then she looks at me, and I look at her, and she takes her phone, and she's about to dial someone, and I said, "Hey, do you mind, can you please hit floor 7 for me?" She didn't even, by this time, she's so into her phone, she didn't even look at me.
Oh.
And I'm thinking, wait a minute. I'm on the other side of this elevator that can fit 30 people. You're next to the buttons. You just pressed it for this one lady. Could you not ask me what floor I wanted?
Yeah, they might have thought you were together.
So I said, we weren't. I said, "Excuse me, ma'am," because as she was dialing her phone and I interrupted her, I go, "Can you just please hit floor number 7? She goes, and you know what she said to me?
No.
She said, "No." And I'm not one to just sit there and not say anything.
I know that.
This is a true story. Okay. I was nice and polite. I'm using a lot of inflection like Seinfeld or Larry David. I go, "You're joking, right? You're true." And all at this time, the elevator's moving. Okay. and we're already moving up past floor 4 and 5. And I'm looking at her. She's looking at me. She would not hit floor 7. And what do you think happened?
You got a big trip.
We went right past floor 7, and I could have walked over and hit the button.
Right.
Okay. But I'm there's no way. It was common courtesy for her to hit that button. I ended up riding that elevator all the way up to the top. She got out at like floor like 30-something. And the other lady was already out, and other people had came and gone. But it was just a matter of principle. I was not going to walk over there and hit that button. That was her job.
Oh, boy, I'll tell you.
Do you feel me on this one?
Yeah, it's like going to a party anymore. Nobody talks. They're all on their phone texting people.
Little John, if you're in an elevator, it's common courtesy. I don't care if there's 100 people walking in. I'll ask every single person, "What floor can I press for you?"
I've done it many times when I go to the U of M. I mean, they got floors up and down, and man alive, I'll play elevator operator a couple times if I'm not in a rush.
I ended up riding the elevator all the way to the top.
Well, you got high legally.
Oh, hey, boom, hey, happy new year. But true story, and I just think it's common courtesy, if you're in an elevator and a button needs to be pushed, you push the button. You know what cracks me up is if you walk up to an elevator and there's like one or two individuals standing there and the button's already lit up and someone will walk up and want to hit that button, and I always want to say, "Excuse me, that elevator is not going to come any faster by you already hitting the already lit up button."
I know. Don't it crack you up when people do that?
It's lit up. It's like when you put your name at a restaurant for a table. I used to be a waiter and a host, because when you were a waiter, I waited tables for 10 years. And once in a while, you had to fill in as a host.
Yeah.
So you'd wait tables 4 or 5 nights. And then on the 6th night, you'd either expedite or you would be a host. And you would put people on a list. I worked at Uno's Pizzeria.
Okay.
In West Bloomfield. And, you know, people would walk up, and I would always want to say to them, "Listen, when your table's ready, I'll call you."
I know.
Going any faster.
I was a host back in 69 in Colorado Springs at the Pancake House. Man, people just don't understand that.
As if the elevator, if the button is lit up and you push an elevator button, it's not coming any faster. If you put your name on a list at a restaurant, because there's a wait list, it doesn't matter how often you walk up to that host stand. When your table's ready, they'll call you.
Yeah.
And now they have those devices that vibrate.
Oh, yes.
So I just want to complain. The elevator thing, you know, took me on a pathway to waiting tables.
But Right side, you got high.
Little, I did go high. I went all the way up. Little John, if you and I are at a courthouse and you walk into the elevator, I don't care if it's only two floors like Isabella County, I'm pressing the second floor for you.
Well, thank you.
It was that lady's job to press that button for myself, and she didn't do it, so we had a standoff in the elevator. We looked at each other the whole time. It was a stare down. Yep. I was not budging, she was not budging, and she was next to the button.
Just to ask you quick, Todd, you ever been to the seventh floor at the courthouse?
There's not a seventh floor.
Oh, yes, there is.
What are you talking about?
You'll walk somebody, watch somebody walk in a wheelchair with a breathing machine on them, or somebody walk in with a walker and can't hardly make it, struggling like heck. Man, when they come down, they're outside the wheelchair pushing it down. They ain't using their walker, another person. The seventh floor, seventh heaven. Well, they're putting on a show for the judge. Want less sentencing. And then once the judge sentenced them, they're coming out. Once they get out of the room, they're pushing the elevator. They ain't got the breathing machine on.
Okay, so folks, it took me a moment there. What Little John is referring to is, you know, individuals who I hope, and don't do this, okay? This is not appropriate. And I'm a defense attorney. But there are, if I have a client who I think for a moment is going to try to fake a medical condition to get a better, to appear more favorably to a judge, I will refuse to represent that person.
Well,
because here's why. Can I tell you why?
Yep.
Because I have enough confidence in my legal ability to do my job where they don't have to do that. And here's the other thing. I'm just saying. All right, listen, if you're just tuning in, it is Happy New Year's, January 1st, 2017. And Little John is in studio. Nick Morissette, no longer on the show. Nikki Morissette.
Right.
Great lady. She's producing and editing the show.
Yep, I remember her.
2017 is a big year. And by the way, they say, whoever they are, that research firms have analyzed the state of the beer industry in Colorado, Oregon, and Washington. States, by the way, where both recreational weed is legal and craft beer has become popular. In those states, they say that beer markets have collectively underperformed Little John over the last 2 years.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. So, and obviously, these are three states that now have fully implemented a marijuana retail infrastructure.
You watch the show the other night about the marijuana. The problems are heavy.
What are those?
The problems is...
There are problems, but what would you say?
It's nothing big. It's just people not taking care of themselves. A woman gets pregnant, she's supposed to quit smoking. That's where they're finding issues. That was the biggest one that I paid attention.
There's issues about animals and young children. But here's the thing. Okay, here's my point of view on this, okay? You ready for this?
Yep.
Let's just set aside cannabis for a moment.
Okay.
As if it didn't exist, which is really hard to do because it's been around for tens of thousands of years.
Yep.
We did that. Was last week's show. If there was no marijuana, women who are pregnant, I've seen them smoke cigarettes and drink alcohol.
Yep.
They're still going to find a way to abuse themselves and that child who doesn't have a chance. That's one of my pet peeves, folks. I'm sorry. I may offend some of the listeners out there. I'm sorry. But if you're pregnant, you know, I just don't think it's appropriate to be smoking and drinking.
Right.
And for the most part, most women will not. But I, unfortunately, have seen a few who have. And it just, like give that kid a chance.
Well, like the doctor said, a couple of the doctors, they says, why can't they have the tea instead of putting the smoke in them? Why can't they have the cookie?
Do you think pregnant women should be smoking cigarettes? Why they're pregnant?
I don't know. It wasn't, and back in the old days, women hardly ever smoked. But then again, women
I don't
were,
know. Again, I'm probably offending a few listeners, but and I have friends that smoke. All our old timers from the old country used to smoke when we were little kids. I remember my grandparents, grandfather drinking Marlboros unfiltered. You know, I remember those days, and he used to roll his own tobacco.
Yeah,
but
do it one
I don't
hand.
Know. I just don't think it's appropriate because you brought up the point that some of these states have had issues with women who are pregnant smoking.
Right, and that I'm just bringing it up. I'm not trying to create a hassle because women don't quit smoking regular cigarettes, but they were just saying that was one of the downfalls that they're seeing.
I just don't think, at least from my opinion, and I'm not a medical doctor, so don't rely upon anything I'm saying. I'm a criminal defense
attorney. Nor me.
Yeah, don't rely upon anything I'm saying. Consult with a medical doctor but I just don't think it's healthy. Maybe we should have a gynecologist on here. And by the way, I'm not an OBGYN, but I can check. I'm just saying, little John.
I'm a proctologist. You ought to see all the butt heads I work with.
I got to turn my head and cough. We have to go to break. We'll be right back right after this. I have to go to break. We'll be right back on the Todd Elevitt Law Show with little
John.
Welcome back to the Todd Elevitt Law Show, 2017 New Year's edition, in studio with my good friend, one of the original cast members of the show, Little John. Little John, Happy New Year and welcome back to the Todd Elevitt Law Show.
Well, thank you for having me. I didn't think you could put up with me anymore.
Little John, I love you, bro. Back in the day when I owned a huge skateboard company, we used to put on those massive skateboard competitions, and I could not have done it without you. And your grandchildren.
Hey.
Your grandsons did a great job helping. Everybody did a great job with Skate War.
Yes, they did.
But it's the new year. How was your New Year's Eve?
Oh, it was nice, relaxing, and sit back listening to the scanner, to all the dinglings getting pulled over because they wouldn't call for a free ride. You know, Todd, they never really used to do that till the year you done what you done. Because when you went and rented that big van, you'd done it for more than one event.
Yeah, we back in the day, if you're just tuning in, Little John and I, about 5 years ago, after an incident on Central Michigan University's campus, which, by the way, folks, is very safe. Law enforcement does a great job, so does, you know, so. But there was an incident in one of the parking lots, and as a result, I was just appalled, and I wanted to provide safe rides for the students on one of the big bar nights, and you and I rented a 15-seat passenger van.
It was huge.
It was huge, and we played music. We cranked some tunage from the 80s. The students would get a hold of us on social media. You would be the guide. You would look at the social media and tell me where to go to pick the students up, and they got free, safe, healthy rides to their destination, and we were doing it till 4 in the morning.
Yeah, we dropped some off. I can remember football players and just regular people. We'd drop them off. We're having a couple drinks only, and we're eating. Would you pick us up at about this time?
And we did not allow any alcohol in this van. Now, also, we were together when the cab companies just started.
Yep.
And we were in front of the wayside here in Mount Pleasant, actually where Payless Shoes is, and they didn't know we were driving the van, but one of the cabbies, or a number of them, called us in saying we were illegally operating a cab, a chauffeur service or limousine. But guess what? Here's the kick. So the officers approached us, and then they saw it was
yeah, and we.
Right, but we weren't doing anything wrong, folks, because we weren't charging money.
No. Nope.
And we notified all the law enforcement agencies ahead of time to get permission to let them know that we were going to be out there giving students free rides.
And the only thing we didn't do, which we agreed, we should have called, told them what kind of vehicle we were in.
We didn't do that, right. So we got permission. So, folks, we were giving free rides to students to keep them safe on a big party night. Free rides to and from destination just because we care. And we did contact law enforcement and all the appropriate agencies. But we didn't tell them that we were driving a white 15-passenger minivan. So we got pulled over by all these law enforcement officers. They do a great job. Anyway.
Yes, they do.
I'm a big fan of law enforcement. I'm a defense attorney, but I'm a big fan of law enforcement because, you know, they put their necks on the line for us all the time.
Yes, they do. All the time.
Oh, by the way, in the 2017, Michigan, and we talked about this, I'm not going to bore the listeners, Michigan roads, the speed limit will be increasing in a number of locations. Over 600 miles, you're going to be able to go 75 miles an hour.
75? I thought it went to 85.
No. Do not drive 85 miles an hour.
Oh, heck.
No, it's going from 70 to 75. What's a trunk line road, by the way? Trunk? Not truck or trunk line road?
That they're not making or that they are?
No, I think they're from back in the day.
Okay,
but I have to look that up. Maybe I should. Maybe we should.
Yeah,
look
maybe
on our
you
phones.
Should.
What is that? I don't know.
I have no idea.
Yeah, but 2017 is going to be a huge year for the Todd Elevitt Law Show. You're going to be a regular guest on the show again.
Okay.
We got Gaziella coming back. So if anyone knows Gazi out there, tell him we're looking forward to his appearance on the show.
He's a great guy,
man. I love Gazi. Every now and then he's going to come back on the show. But Little John, the thing about a new year is everyone's going to have all these, you know, things are going to change about themselves. And I say week to week to week, you don't have to wait for a new year to turn over before you can reinvent yourself.
Yeah.
When you are down, there is nowhere to go but up.
You got that right. And I came from down. I know what up's about.
Yeah, you are sober.
Yep.
How long have you been sober?
20-some years, thank God.
Yep. Talk about it. How does it? What changes have you seen in your life now that you have been sober?
Well, I found out, I remember when I had the land up here, and I was drinking. I tried for over 4 years to get the electric, the septic, and the well put in at my cabin up here. And son of a gun, I could never get it done. I give up drinking, in a matter of 6 months, I had everything done. Man alive, sobriety. We're not such big procrastinators.
Absolutely, absolutely. And you know something? When you're a strong body, strong mind.
Yep.
Instead of waking up hungover, you know, and having your family upset with you or you can't get to work on time, you're saying that within 6 months, those things changed.
Yes. Yep. I mean, you know what's the matter? I didn't wake up in handcuffs anymore. I didn't wake up and wonder where I was. I wake up and I know that's my roof over my head. I know where I am. It's,
you know,
different.
I'll tell you something. I work day in and day out with men and women who are fighting sobriety, fighting to stay sober.
Yep.
And I do what I can to help them find that path.
Yep.
But I'm just one person. I'm one voice. But I've worked with so many men and women who have been through the AA program. Look, it doesn't matter what program you go to. It all comes down to you having a conversation with yourself. When I was younger, I made a lot of poor choices. That's why I say you never judge anyone until you first judge yourself. But when I represent the men and women who I represent, and I sit there, I can relate to some of their stories because when I was growing up in Metro Detroit, I made some poor choices.
Well, you ought to hear how good the choices are today. I'm not worried about somebody from the bar throwing fresh food in the dumpster and eat it. I can make it myself.
But my point is this, though. Until you, as an individual, have a talk with yourself, go deep within your own mind, and find the discipline, find the strength to make some changes in your behavior and the way you do things, it's not going to happen.
No.
It doesn't matter. Look, there's a lot of great counselors out there. There's a lot of amazing therapists out there. A lot of men and women, who, like such as yourself, who work very hard in the court system and other places, even the VA, even though it's, you know, that work real hard to help people out. But I feel, and I tell people this, that you have to have a conversation with yourself. Until you make that choice that you're going to change something about yourself, it is not going to happen.
Yep. Get sick and tired of being sick and tired.
Yeah, and you know what? The Serenity Prayer actually makes sense. God grant me, and look, even if you're not religious, but what it says is God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change. So you have to accept that there's things about all of us, this is how we were born, that you cannot change.
Yeah.
But the courage to change the things you can and the wisdom to know the difference. So just because you may be ADHD doesn't mean you can't try to pay attention.
You got that right.
You follow what I'm saying?
Yep.
So what that prayer says is, let's just take religion out of it for a moment.
Yeah.
It just says is that this is who we are and this is the faults we have, but we don't have to allow those to get the best of us.
Right.
You can accept them and change the things you can.
Yes, and it's not the matter of putting God there. Put higher power. Put whoever you think.
It doesn't matter. Whatever helps you out.
Yes.
So in the new year, we want all of you to dig deep within yourself. Right, Little John?
Yes. Don't abstain from your old ways. Do what you got to do.
I think the court system and the criminal justice system should have a more of a focus on health. When you get into the court system and you're put on probation, I think with doctor's permission that you should be allowed to go into a probation program where health and exercise is required. The only problem is you can't order someone not to eat burgers. You know, you can order someone not to consume alcohol and, you know, ingest certain drugs, certain drugs. But I think there should be a health component, because once you turn your health around, you start walking, biking, swimming, running, anything, your mind and body will become stronger, and you'll be able to handle pressure more and stress more, and you'll change your life. I truly believe in this.
And the meetings, NAAA, whatever, pay attention, because they're trying to lead you to the right way.
But here's what I'm saying. I agree, but what I'm saying is, look, there's a lot of people out there with illnesses, and they can't just go out there and exercise, and don't do anything that I'm telling you without consulting with your doctor first. My point is, I would like to see the court system undertake programs where they're not just randomly testing people, but hey, at 9 o'clock, if you want to have them show up for a drug test, then let's go walk half a mile.
Yep.
You follow me?
Yep.
Let's go meet at the pool and let's walk in the water and do some water aerobics, or even do some laps if you're capable, and start to get healthy.
Yep.
Once your body feels better, your endorphins, is that what they're called?
Yep.
Your chemicals will change. You'll find the strength to fight your demons.
Yep.
That's what I'm saying here. I've always used health to keep my body strong. So strong mind, strong body.
Yep.
You
because
see?
Up to 2 years ago, I could not deer hunt when I give up drinking and drugging. I couldn't deer hunt. And 2 years ago, I had my one knee replaced. Last year, I had my other knee replaced. And I got to actually go deer hunting, walking in the woods, because my knees would always snap out. Well, when they did while I drink and drug, I would go to the drinking and drugging and kill the pain. But now I don't have to do that. I walked miles in the woods.
Because you feel healthy, correct?
Yes.
And you don't have to take the pharmaceuticals that are prescribed to you.
Right.
Strong body, strong mind. I think somebody out there should develop a program. You know, and obviously there's a lot of men and women who go through the court system that will not be able to participate because of serious health reasons.
Yes.
But the majority that I know will be able to. You're placed on 6 months probation. I'm going to order you to, you know, participate in this health program. Instead of, okay, I get all the counseling and all the videos and everything, but I'm telling you folks, if you have an addiction, I would get out there and exercise harder to fight your addiction. And
you
I know I'm not
that.
Saying it's that simple.
No.
Look, we all fight our own demons. I'm not saying I'm any different than everybody else. But I'm saying, so is Todd saying if I exercise that I'm going to get rid of all these issues? No, but you might have a stronger mindset and more discipline, because once your body physically changes, you're going to feel better about yourself and your mind's going to get better.
Nine out of 10 of the people, when they first get in recovery, myself included, within the matter of the 6 months, them illnesses, like a broken knee from the you never took care of, or an elbow, or intestinal problems, or whatever, they're there, but you don't want to pick that drink up. I find that most of the people for the first couple years of sobriety are to the doctors more getting taken care of for the medicine that they should have been taking, but instead they picked up a drink, they picked up marijuana to kill the pain.
We have to go to break, but if you're just tuning in, I am attorney Todd L. Levin, and you are?
Little John.
And you are truly?
Little.
And we'll be right back after this break and a word from our sponsors. Welcome back to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show, January 1st, 2017. I am stoked to be kicking off the new year on a Sunday morning, the 1st of January, with my good friend, one of the original cast members of this show, Little John. Little John, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Todd. It's good to be back.
Everybody who is just tuning in, and we have about 75, 80 listeners now, you may be wondering, what happened to Nikki Morissette? Nick Morissette, my lovely co-host. Nikki is still editing and producing, but she's no longer doing the show. She has moved on, and I'm really happy for her, and we miss her, and the listeners miss her, but you can catch all the shows that she was on and this show on iTunes, Podbean, and SoundCloud. We podcast. This show, Little John, is being podcasted. It's free all over the world. And be sure to download the 98.5 WUPS app. It's free. Go to the App Store. It's a great app. Little John, let me describe you. You're about, what, 4 feet? 4 feet two?
Nah.
How tall? Truly, how tall are you?
4 foot 11 and a half. Half inch too short for the surface.
Okay. And you have a cap on your head.
Yeah.
And what's that cap? It's sideways.
Second Amendment.
Yep, we are big second. I love that hat. It says protected by the Second Amendment. I love that. I got to get that hat. Where'd you get that?
I don't remember. Somebody give it to me.
We're big Second Amendment guys here on the show. And what do you, you got a brown button-down shirt on. You have pens and a phone.
Flanner shirt.
That's a what?
Big, heavy-set deer hunting shirt I wear when I'm out hunting.
What do you got around your neck there? It's a beautiful.
I have a cross that a Native American made for me that made the big rocks of the eagles at the Soaring Eagles Casino. Mr. Christie, I still thank you.
Is that it Dennis?
Has, yeah.
He does a great job.
And he has every nation on the beads, and every part of the cross talks about Native religion, which way the winds blow, which way to offer your tobacco, and the Creator.
Speaking of the tribe, I want to give a big shout-out to Stephanie Peters. She's my sister. Shout-out, Stephanie. We'll see you soon. And Little John, it's the new year. We're talking about, to carry on from the last segment, getting healthy. The strong mind, strong body. And once you start to get healthy, your mind gets stronger.
Yes, it does.
And I was saying that I felt this way for the last 23 years as I have practiced all over the state of Michigan. Instead of taking all these men and women, you know, who get caught with a gram or drinking and driving, which you should never drink and drive, call sober driver. Instead of putting them through all these random drug testing and all these classes and whatnot, I'd like to see more health education, meaning more exercise, how to eat right, how to get out there and change your physical appearance that makes your mind stronger. And for the most part, you know, as a criminal defense attorney, I would say in the high 90% of my clients, they're not habitual offenders. These are just everyday people like you, like myself, who, for whatever reason, made a poor choice and finds him or herself in the judicial system now.
No.
So I don't feel it's necessary for every case where everyone has to be put on the same type of probation with all this testing, classes, money, and all this other stuff.
Yep.
It's just too blanket vanilla for me.
I mean,
every individual is different. And now, in fairness to the courts, they don't have time to get to know every single man or woman who comes before them to determine, you know, what their needs are.
Yep.
There's something called a needs assessment that if you're charged and convicted of drinking and driving, in most courts, you have to fill out this 45-minute questionnaire.
Yeah.
And somebody in Lansing about 25, 30 years ago decided to come up with these questions, and based on your answers, it will determine what your needs are.
Yeah.
Some of these questions make no sense. I'm not saying the court shouldn't assess someone's needs. They must. And that's part of punishment. If you're convicted, there's punishment.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is enough of your average person being randomly tested and being put through all these. And I'm not saying any specific court, Little John. I'm not referring to any court necessarily that I practice out of. I'm just saying the court system across the country overall.
Yes. Could I use an overhaul?
If you're a first offender drinking and driving, you know, get and or if you do have an addiction to something, because a lot of times people aren't going to admit to it. Most people will not admit that they have issues.
Right.
They won't.
And that's why they go back.
And that makes it difficult for the court to assess their needs. But what I'd like to see is more health. This is how you eat. This is how you exercise. This is how you become stronger as a person. Stronger mind, stronger body. That's what I believe in. That's how I operate, folks.
Yeah. Todd, I see you do it all the time. You ride bike all over the place.
What about you? You've been around the court system.
What do you want to know about
court? There's a lot of people that work very hard in the court system. They do a great job. I'm not knocking any of them because they're just men and women doing the best they can.
Yes. But, and, you know, you wonder why they're not so friendly. You can't become their best friend.
Well, I find them quite friendly personally.
Well, I have my client, the kids I work with. They'll say, man, is she mean or man, is he mean? Well, you know, when you realize that they're working with a whole lot of professional liars, because remember, drugs and alcohol makes us cunning, baffling, and powerful, but we are some of the smartest people you will ever meet.
I'm going to start off the new year here with, I'm going to break a myth that everybody out there has an impression of. It doesn't matter if I practiced for 12 years in Metro Detroit or throughout mid-Michigan, the UP. Once a year, I'll have a client who will say to me that they're under the belief that the local judge that he or she will appear in front of had a loved one who was killed by a drunk driver.
I hear that all the time.
Folks, that is a myth. Okay.
Yep.
Is that to say that there's not a judge out there who did have a loved one killed by a drunk driver? But there has not been one court that I've gone to where somebody thinks that's the case. Folks, that's a myth.
Yes.
Have you heard that too?
Oh, many times. Where this judge is on tether sentencing me when he was caught for a drunk driving.
Right. Or this judge doesn't like me because he knows my family name or I've appeared too often before him. Now, I can say this. I don't see that. I mean, people are going to disagree with me out there because they're entitled to feel how they feel. And when you go through the court system, it's normal to feel anxiety and tension and nervousness and that people don't like you because you're there more than once if that's the case. But for the most part, I don't feel that judges, they may say, oh, Mr. So-and-so, I see you're back again. But it's not the judge punishing you. It's the fact that you possibly are back in the system again, and there's things that are going to happen that are not going to be great.
Yep, all the time.
But I don't find judges personally. Do I think there's judges that hold vendettas in this entire world? Oh, sure. But not that I practice in front of. Like, I can't truly think of any judge, I'm not just saying this, where a client has said, oh, Judge Little John, he doesn't like me. And I think to myself, he doesn't not like you. The judge is just doing his or her job.
There you go. And that's
do
what I
try. Do you agree with me on that?
I agree 100%.
Not any judge that I practiced before. And I think they're great.
That's the advantage if you go to a narcotics or a drug classes at Opened Up. Guess what? Them people will help you. Listen to them. One person I remember had over a pound of weed growing it. He says, man alive, this guy got prison and everything out of it. I said, buddy, you're different. You are not him. You're 60 years old. You've never been in trouble in your life. I says, you were growing it for yourself. I says, watch what happens. He didn't even get a year. But he was going to go by the guy that got caught with only a couple ounces. But he forgot to tell him about all of his priors.
Right, exactly. Because you'll sit in court, and your loved ones will, and it's not their fault. And they'll see what happens to other people. And they'll think, oh, no, is that going to happen to me? Here's something else I see happen all the time. The judge will be upset with somebody. It's not that the judge is, when that person appeared before the judge, that the judge disliked that person, but it's possible the person has done something. The judge gave that person a break. Now they've maybe a couple breaks. Now the person's back before that particular judge, and I'm not naming any judge in any county, and the judge is being somewhat stern. And then my client and my client's family will say, oh, no, that person just upset the judge. I get that all the time. I go, no, you're fine. I go, I'm here with you. You're represented. You're doing what's right. You're going to be okay. Anyhow, Little John, will you come back on the show?
I will.
If you just tuned in, this is our New Year edition, January 1st, 2017. Happy New Year. We want everybody to be safe, healthy, spend time with your loved ones. Get out there and exercise and enjoy the new year and start off right and get healthy.
Amen to that.
Absolutely. So if you miss any portion of the show with Little John, catch us on Podbean, SoundCloud, or iTunes. We got to go. We'll be back same place, same time next week right here on the Todd L. Levitt Law Show. Little John, thanks for coming.
Thanks for having me.
We'll see you next time.
Hopefully the good Lord will and the creek don't rise.
I'm not just a litigator, folks. I'm an advocator. Let's take us out.
The Todd L. Livett Law Show is brought to you by Chad Melly Well Drilling in Rosebush, Clark Modular Homes, your most experienced and trusted builder in Mount Pleasant, Harrison Power Sports, Central Michigan's newest full-line Arcticat dealer, Dr. Robert Townsend and Denali Healthcare for your alternative medicine needs, and Innovative Insulation Systems for those cold and hot days. Make sure your insulation pays.